Joining me now on the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show, Coach Rob Bowers of the Richmond Spartans. And Coach Bowers, you guys, we were kind of started off chatting a little bit before we started the interview, and I think you need to schedule a tougher opponent next time.
Yeah, we've had a pretty challenging first four games so far, and it doesn't get any easier with the fifth one. So, I don't know for sure, but I doubt if we're going to receive many sympathy cards for it. So what we need to do is just buckle down and get back to work and try to get better.
Yeah, you guys did battle tonight with Harrisonville. Was that on the road, too?
Yeah.
And you guys come up short 34-6, the final score there. Talk a little bit about the growth that these kind of games can and the kind of advantage that you get as a team of playing these tough opponents like you have the first few weeks.
Well, going to Harrisonville, I mean, that's a great program. We had played them back in 03, I think it was, in the semis at Harrisonville, and the first year they had won the 3A championship, and they went on a run, won three out of four, and have had great success, and they've got a really nice facility down there, stadium and turf, and it's an impressive place. And so I was a little concerned, as young as we are, that the kids might go in a little intimidated and let that get to them, but we came out, and Dylan Seeley ran the opening kickoff back for a touchdown, 98-yard touchdown, and then held them on the first defensive series, and actually stripped the ball and picked it up and ran it down to the 5-yard line and had first and goal on the 5, and weren't able to get it in, and that was a big key for us. We've got to get to the point where when we get an opportunity like that, we've got to stick that in and go up two scores and really have the momentum with us at that point in time. And our kids, we made a couple mistakes and got us in a long yardage situation and just weren't able to convert. So, that is part of the growth process. But I was proud of the kids for coming out, and they played hard. We didn't always play well. We make a lot of mistakes that hurt us, but they played hard, and I think we kind of got wore down, Harrisonville platoons, and so our kids, I think kind of got physically wore down, and we kind of got beat up a little bit. And towards the end, we were struggling defensively to stop them and couldn't move the ball at all offensively. But, when you play those kind of people, you come away with lessons learned. And I think we definitely learned some lessons tonight.
Well, and it does make for, good teaching opportunities, I guess, would be a good way to put it, coaching staff-wise, too, right?
Well, it does. Some of it, there were times where we were just getting physically beaten, and the lesson you learn from that is get in the weight room and work harder. But there were times where we were caught out of position, misaligned, things like that we can correct, and the kids can see how that affects a drive or a momentum shift, our kids, I'm awful proud of them. They through this 1-3 start, they've kept their heads up and kept working hard, and they don't get down. So as long as they don't get down and give in to it, they're going to get better.
Right, and as we talked about before, it doesn't get any easier. You guys start conference play next week, and you draw Higginsville in the opener, if my memory serves me correctly.
Yeah, We have Higginsville at Higginsville, and they're really rolling right now. They've got a good team. They're putting up a lot of points and not giving up any. So it's going to be a challenge, and hopefully playing good people has prepared us to face somebody like Higginsville. They're going to be no different than what we've been playing. They're going to be a good football team that has good players, and we've got to go out and find a way to get after them and get some things done.
Absolutely. And, again, you never know if you know, things can bounce awful funny in the game of football, and you never know what can happen. That's why they play the games, right?
Well, you know, the thing on our football team is we are so young. We play six sophomores on defense and start six and play seven a lot. They're going to get better and win. A normal sophomore football player plays good and plays bad, is kind of inconsistent. And that's the way our team has been. We just hope that they continue to improve and kind of mature and hopefully sooner rather than later. And when they do, they have a chance to be a good football team. We have some kids that can play, and they're just not playing very consistent yet. But when that happens, I think they'll be a fun team to watch.
All right. Again, our guest here on the KMZU Fifth Quarter Show, Coach Rob Bowers of the Richmond Spartans. They fall tonight to a tough Harrisonville squad, 34-6, and they're set to start conference play against Higginsville next week. Coach Bowers, tough loss tonight, but you'll bounce back. Those kids will bounce back. They played a tough schedule and another tough one next week. At least they're used to it, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it was easy, everybody would do it. So we're going to keep plugging away, and hopefully we'll get better. And, by the end of the year, maybe we'll get where we want to go.
All right, Coach Bowers, appreciate the phone call here tonight, and we look forward to talking with you after the Higginsville game next week.
Okay, thank you.